It's EV News Briefly for Monday, 25th of November. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got the time for the full podcast today, Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free, and you can be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Jeep is set to introduce the Wagoneer S any moment now at US dealerships. You know, the pricing starting at $72,000. And now we know some monthly leasing prices, thanks to Electrek, $599 a month, which, I don't know, I'm not a leasing expert, but for a 72 grand vehicle, that seems pretty good to me. That is over 3 years with 10,000 miles limit and $5,000 down. That vehicle should be here any minute with customers. The Recon is going to be slightly further away. The Recon will be built on the Stellantis STLA large platform as well as the Wagoneer. Some new spy shots coming into EV News Daily today, which does show this to be very much leaning into Jeep's reputation for durable, adventure-ready. You can remove the doors and the power top. You get that open-air experience like a classic Jeep Wrangler, but with the 100 kilowatt-hour battery, 600 horsepower. And I got to be honest, it's a real chonky boy. I think it'll find its fans when the Recon finally arrives in 2025. So, clean up on aisle two, please. There's been a right old mess made by Tesla. For some reason, they announced over the weekend that Nissan Arias could now charge on the supercharger network. Nissan crickets from them, which I mentioned yesterday, was really odd, because wouldn't you want to say, oh, the adapters are available, Nissan drivers can now... Hey, turns out, total cock-up by Tesla. Not true at all. They deleted it pretty quickly afterwards and put Nissan back onto the coming soon list. Nissan, for their part, mentioning to EV websites... Yeah, we noticed it, and it wasn't true. It's a miscommunication by Tesla management. Don't know why. We hope to be part of the supercharger network sometime soon. Oops. Mercedes-Benz is boosting EV truck infrastructure where they make vehicles like the e-Actros. It's their Wörth facility that's made 4.4 million trucks over the years, including the electric models, adding in more megawatt chargers in the future. There's some fast chargers going in now so that they can, you know, walk the walk and not just talk the talk, if you like. Australia is advancing with EV vehicle-to-grid technology, and now a company called Red Earth Energy Storage in Queensland are teaming up with a German company to make vehicle-to-grid capable EV chargers at their Dara facility. It makes perfect sense in Australia. You've got all the sunshine at this time of year. Rooftop solar, home batteries, EVs, vehicle-to-grid, grid robustness, stability, energy trading, all of that juice. It all sounds good. Those EV chargers are going to be three-phase, by the way. Wall boxes and coming in the second quarter of 2025. The UK EV market is on target for a 23% adoption rate, according to Auto Trader. Of new car sales in 2025, that will miss slightly the UK government's target of 28%, but I say, is it not better to set big targets and miss them, make a moonshot, and then you'll get there? But of course, if you're having to pay the fine and write the checks, if you're a car company, you'll say, pipe down, podcast boy, we don't agree with that. Cupra sets its sights on the US with a 2030 launch using the Penske Group, entering the US using their extensive reach and deep industry knowledge. Renault is leading in France with electric truck retrofitting. We don't talk about it very much, but it's really important, taking out the diesel engine, replacing it with battery electric, a vehicle that might have done 500,000 miles and is good for a million more, but this time with an EV powertrain. It's more durable, it's economic advantages, and it's the right thing to do. And Chrysler will return with the Pacifica electric minivan, announced by the CEO at the LA Auto Show last week. No word on the hybrid version, it might be an e-rev version. And Yasser, an electric motor tech company from Oxford University and Mercedes-Benz, supplying Lamborghini for their new plug-in hybrid.